Lakut Sichas Chelik Yud Zayin Parsha Shmini Sicha Beis. Nachdem wie der Teure dem zählt wegen der Missus Nodav Aviyu, after the Teure relates about the story of the dying of Nodav Aviyu, state, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Moshe El Mishol Vel El Tzafan, Moshe called to Mishol and to El Tzafan, who were the cousins, Vayemel Aleim, and he said to them, Kirvu, come close to U, carry Esachechem, your brothers, Me'es Pnei HaKedesh, from the in front of the holy place, on the Chutzal Machna, take the bodies out of the camp. Shtotzich Rashi of them, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they should remove the bodies from the Mishkan and take them outside, out of the camp. Shtotzich Rashi of them, Rashi quotes the words in the Pasuk, Se'u Esachechem, carry your brothers. On his Mefarish, and he explains, like a person saying to another person, remove the dead body from in front of the bride, not to disturb the simcha, the joy. From Vanatis de Chacha, as the Amir Suas Achechem Geimer is given, Nish Tzulib Ze Mekabrez zu sein. How does Rashi know that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to remove the bodies in order not to disturb the simcha of the dedication of the Mishkan? How does he know it wasn't simply to go bury them, which is normal? No, Shalil Arvin says simcha, rather than to go bury them, he knows that it's so that it won't interfere with the simcha. Zogam Efarshim, so the commentaries say, as by Rashi Nishver, the Arichas Aloshin, that Rashi has a difficulty with the long-winded, it would seem long-winded, I don't want to speak disrespectfully, but the ongoing wordiness of this pasuk. It says, Su'as Ahechem, Me'es Pnei HaKedesh, from in front of the holy place, El Mechutz HaMachna, out of the Machna. Oib de Su'u Geime, Es Nor Tzalib de Inyan HaKvura, if the whole thing was just about take them out and bury them, Had gedacht stehen Su'as Ahechem HaKavrum, it should have said simply, take your brothers out and bury them. Even if we want to say that he wanted to point out to them, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to point out that the place for burial is outside the camp, and that's why he mentioned the Mechutz L'Machna, but at least the words from before the holy place, that is of course still not necessary if it was all about burial. The Fun learned Rashi Ereisa, therefore Rashi from these words, as Me'ez Pnei HaKedesh, is the Haupt Kavona from Su'us Achechem. Therefore Rashi says that the words Me'ez Pnei HaKedesh, that was what it was all about. You have to remove them from in front of the holy place, because this is where the celebration is going on. And the Tam is, and the reason to remove them is, not to disturb the Simcha of the Mishkan, which was going on in the Mishkan in Yanim Tog on that day, where it was the inauguration of the Mishkan, and we don't want to disturb it with the tragedy, so remove them so that we can go on with the Simcha. Of the Pirush is Nishvashtanik, but this explanation of Rashi needs more explaining. Number one, Favashtal Tzach Rashi if the Verta Su'as Achechem, then why does Rashi quote the words carry your brothers? When the Verta Me'es Pnei HaKedesh is in Leiz Meramez Mitav HaGeimer, and the reference to Me'es Pnei HaKedesh, which now, according to this, is really the focus of this Rashi, he just alludes to it by writing V'Geimer, etc. V'Bald, as the Gansai Chach is from the Verta Me'es Pnei HaKedesh, since the whole proof that the issue was not about burial, but about removing them so that they won't disturb the simcha, if that comes from the words Pnei HaKedesh, Hat L'Chay L'Rej G'dap Ma'itik Zayin, he should have at the very least quoted those words. Und dem Dibra Maschel, in dem Dibra Maschel, Di Verter, he should have quoted those words in the quote from the pasuk. Number two, V'Iker, even more importantly, the Adgosha in Se'u V'Geimer Me'es Pnei HaKedesh, the emphasis that the pasuk makes on carrying them out from the holy place is Fashtanik B'Pashtas, is very simply understood. The Tzivui Se'u is Nisht Givem Bloitzlib Kvura, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not simply telling them to take them out and bury them, Man hat doch gedacht, er reißt nicht mit den Guffen von Nadav Aviyuki, bechtei de Tumme, soll nicht bleiben im Mishkan. Since we're talking about Pnei HaKadosh, the holy place, the Mishkan, so a dead body, of course, is a source of Tumme. And you have to remove the Tumme from the place of the holiness. So therefore, that was the simple instruction of Moshe Rabbeinu. Take them out, this is a holy place, you have to remove the bodies. Well, Moshe hat es gemusst matgezein, Moshe hat er emphasized that they has dozol getomber mit azrizus, so that they would do it quickly, they would understand the issue and the urgency of it, it's the holy place and you have to remove them immediately. Bechtei nisht zum mashe zein de tumme in pnei akedus, so that the tumme will not remain unnecessarily in the holy place. So in other words, the Pnei HaKadosh is very easily explained without having to resort to remove them, not to disturb the Simcha. Bleibt weiter de Shaila, so the question comes back from Vanet Nemt Rashi, the Chiddush. How does Rashi know that this is about, as the Se'ul is Shalel Arvus HaSimcha, that it's about not disturbing the Simcha? Base. In Pirush Rashi Gufa is Nishvashtanik, and then in the explanation of Rashi itself, we have to understand another few things. Favos, Daf Rashi Moises, and the Moshul, Ka'odam Ha'ivim L'chaberi Ha'veres Ha'meis V'ofnei Akala. Why does Rashi have to add this Moshul as, like somebody says, remove the body from in front of the Kala? L'chayr is genug, when Rashi zog b'kitzer. It seems that it would have been enough and very well understood to say, in short, not to disturb the simcha. Why does he have to bring a mashal of another simcha that should be disturbed by the shaila is noch starker? This question becomes even more. This same idea that the simcha should not be disturbed, Zak Rashi mitzvei psukim shpeter. Rashi refers to it again two psukim later. But again, them tziviv rasheichem al tzifro. That the sons Aaron and the sons were told that they shouldn't practice the normal mourning, like leaving the hair grow and tearing the clothing. So they were told not to do that. Und dorten zokta taka bekitzer. And over there, Rashi says that the reason that they shouldn't do it is not to disturb the simcha. They were the ones serving in the Mishkan, and if they walk around with torn clothing, it would be undermining the simcha. And there he taka says in short, aval atem al ta'arvavu simchas shel makim. Normally this is what should be done when a brother dies, but you should not disturb the simcha of Hashem. Now without the need to resort to a mashal to explain why it's important, dokem en abezogen, of course over here we could already say, as if Allah sechayv dem avdem eshten gezogte, that Rashi already realized, he just explained the two psukim previously about the mashal, so he doesn't have to say it again. But in fact, we find a similar thing earlier too, in Seif Parsha Mishpatim, at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, where it says that they saw the Nadav Aviyu and the Ziknei Yisrael, they saw the faith, they saw Hashem, they had a vision of Hashem, and then it says Vayoichlu Vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. When Rashi is Rashi Mefarish, so Rashi says, Nistaklu, they saw, they looked and they saw Hashem. Vinishaivu Misa, and they were, because they didn't take it properly and they ate and they drank, in other words, they didn't take it with enough seriousness, they became deserving of death. But Hashem did not want to disturb the simcha of Kabbalah Satayra, which was happening at the time. So therefore, he delayed it for later. Umbreknish the Mashal, and over there too, he's saying not to disturb the simcha, and he doesn't explain that there is an, he doesn't find it necessary to explain that it's like a wedding, and you should, you, he doesn't need to explain what it means not to disturb a simcha. And that's earlier, before he said it here, Hein Favozdaf Rashi in Unza Pasik onkumet to the Mashal, Kadamayim L'chaberi. So then, why does Rashi have to use a Mashal in this Pasik? Like somebody who says to his friend, is Das. Was is da in dem pasuk? Was mekenes nicht verstehen? Seiden doch a mashal. What is it about this pasuk that cannot be understood unless you give this mashal? When the pasuk earlier in Mishpatim and the pasuk later in this parsha, there's no need for a mashal. Afilu b'mevet gefinnen a hechrich. Vavos Rashi mus zugleichen dem inyan von suus hechrich mes pnei akedus zu mavres ames milifnei akala. Even if we do find some explanation why it is that Rashi needs to compare the bringing out of the of Nodav Aviyu to a situation with a kala, is nachals nish verstandig the arichas aloshin ka'id adam ha'im lechaveiri. Still, even if you have the mashal, why does Rashi have to add the words? It's like somebody who says to his friend. Why does he have to add those words, haver, and then he says, take away the mess from ifnei akala? Rashi had geken zogim bekitzer. He could have simply said, just as one would remove a body from in front of a celebration of a wedding, not to disturb the simcha. Why does he have to say, like someone says to his friend? What is the addition of those words? The shaila is noch gresser, and it becomes even more difficult. The makif from the loshen haver sames ufnei akala, where does Rashi take this mashal, take away the mess? Is a mesechta ksubis from the Gemara and ksubis, and dorten shtetas nishvi amaymer oilam kadam oilam lechaveiroi. Over there, it's not brought as a like an adage or something that people say. Noradin. Over there, it's brought as a halacha. The Gemara there says, "Mavirin sames milufnei akala." That if there's a conflict between a lavaya and or a situation of a death and a wedding, so the halacha is that you remove the body and you allow the kala to go first. Hein favos is Rashi meisif. So why here does Rashi add the words and durch them is a machtush das was das is not a minig, and through quoting it as one would say to another person, in other words, weakening the impact of this of how to deal with this conflict. In the Gemara, it brings it as a halacha, and Rashi takes it away from the halacha and he says, like one would do in such a situation. Why not quote it the way the Gemara said that it's a halacha, that that's how it should be done? In Medrash Ved Gebracht, in the Medrash, it's brought on this Me'es Pnei HaKodesh, quoting the words Me'es Pnei HaKodesh, Godem Shoyim Lechaveri Havar Ames Hazeh Me'es Pnei HaEvel Hazeh Me'es Pnei HaOvel Hazeh Ad Masei Ovel Zeh Mitztair. Take away, it says over there, like somebody would say to another person, take away the body from in front of this mourner. How long does he have to stare at his, how long does he have to be pained by seeing the body? Atzveit the girsa, or a little bit different, the girsa is kadam ufnei aviv, like somebody says to another person, take away the body from in front of his father. Ad masay aviv yirez b'nei meis mufanav. How long does the father have to look at his son who died before him? That's how the Medr says it. Und dorten ist verstandig, dass es bleis am minige Eilam. Over there it's understood that this is talking about what somebody would say. This is not a inyan al halachi, kadam ayim al chaveri. Mashenke besimchas kala is the sadin. But if we're talking about simply removing the body from in front of the mourners, then there's no halacha about it. It's just menschlich. That's what you do. But when it comes in conflict with a celebration, with a wedding, so then it's a halacha that you have to move it away. And if Rashi is putting it in the framework of a wedding, then why does he just simply say, like somebody would say, he should have said, like the halacha is that you have to remove a mess, milifnei akala? Was Rashi bringt nicht dem Moshul von Medrash. The reason that Rashi doesn't quote this the way the Medrash brings it, that you should remove the body from in front of the mourners. Ad masim etzdar, till when does he have to go through this pain? As dos tsunem and the message v'chdei tsu, arop nemen dem tsar fun ovel ze. That removing the body is in order to take away some of the pain from the mourner. Well, that was ad masay aviv yira lefanim, and so also in the if he makes it as the father and a son and so on. So Rashi says it differently. He says, rather than make it about not taking away from the mourner that he shouldn't suffer too much, Rashi makes it about taking it away from the kala in order not to disturb the simcha. Adosu bechdeim is onus zustand the simcha's kala, so that it's not to disturb the celebration. Vos hotzich ongeheb noch edus is given the mess. The celebration began before they died. So therefore, they are in the middle of a celebration. Now two people died, so remove them so that the celebration can go on. That's how Rashi frames it. Why does he do it that way rather than the way the Medrash says it? Yeshleima, that we can explain as follows. Like Medrash geit me'es p'nei ha-kedesh v'f'aren. According to the Medrash, me'es p'nei ha-kedesh, remove the your brothers from before the holiness. Who is the holiness referring to in the Mashal of the Medrash? It's referring to Aaron. He is the father or the mourner of the dead. Avol ober al derech hapshat. But since, so that's why Rashi doesn't want to go there, because according to the simple meaning of the words, main pnei ha-kedesh de mishkan. The words pnei ha-kedesh is not referring to Aaron, it's referring to the mishkan. The far land Rashi adas shloi la'arviv the simcha basif abunim mit mishkan. That's why Rashi doesn't make it about, let's make sure that Aaron doesn't get overly disturbed. He makes it about the celebration of the Mishkan, because Pnei HaKadosh refers in the simple meaning to the Mishkan, not to Aaron. Aber al Pizeh is noch schwerer, but according to this it becomes even more difficult. Because Rashi is Mechabed Etzvei. Why Rashi brings together these two different versions. Ados is Bedugmas Minhag, that on the one hand he brings from the Medrash the idea that it's only a custom, and that this is something that people should do. On Simchas Kalev, as does his Adin. On the other hand, he talks like the Gemara, he brings from the Gemara that it's about a Kala, and over there it's a Din. So in other words, he brings together two sides of this, half of it from the Medrash, half of it from the Gemara. Why does he bring them together? Euch dafen verstehen. We also have to understand other things. Vibal, das det selber inyan in Rashi, is mefarish kanal. In Rashi himself, in this same context, explains Al Ta'arav Simchas Shol Mokim. Two psukim from now, where he says to the Kayanim that they shouldn't tear their clothing and so on, he makes it about do not disturb the Simcha of Hashem. Why over here doesn't he say that in order not to disturb the Simcha of Hashem? Why over here does he say not to disturb the simcha? Which simcha? What he said just now about the kala. He made it about a kala. So not to disturb the simcha of the kala. In this context, that would mean the kala would refer to the yidden. So in this pasuk, he makes it about not to disturb the simcha of the yidden. In the two psukim from now, he says not to disturb the simcha of Hashem. Why does he change in the middle? Mekanish Faremfer, and we can't give the answer to say that Bibal das Malay Kolorz Kvaide. That since Hashem is everywhere, that the Ibefin, the Mesh, Mimakim, Lamakim, Garnish 12, and then the Simchas Amakim, Zonish to Shtedver. So, how is it going to help if you move the body from this place to another place that it shouldn't disturb Hashem? He's there too, just like he is here. So, how is it going to help to move the body? That's not going to help him. Der Eibste is doch in euch dame chutz la machna. Hashem is also found outside the machna where he told them to take the bodies. The Muzafar Rashi learned, and therefore Rashi has to say here, as does a shleil arvus de simcha from the Yidden, that over here we're talking about remove them from here so not to disturb the simcha of the Yidden, because the Yidden are here, they're not outside the machna. Mashenken Hashem al tifro, but in the case of not taking not letting your hair grow and not tearing your clothes, on mizol in ganzen shoyzik zayin binyanei avelus, which means in a nutshell, not to do any of the customs of mourning. That's what he told them not to do. Bavarent as oich simchas amagos on this arveveren. Over there, he's trying to make sure that Hashem's simcha should not be disturbed either. So over here, where it's about the placement of the bodies, that can't be referring to Hashem because he's there too. But not conducting yourself in the laws of mourning, that is in order that Hashem should not be disturbed. His simcha shouldn't be disturbed. That seems like a good answer. So why does he say we can say that that's the answer? But we can say that. Why? Because although it's true that Hashem is everywhere, is a befashtanik bepashtus. We understand simply as simchas shel makom is fabunim mit adem art, v'soiv im zog the eivish v'asulim v'shchanim v'soicham. The rejoicing of this event is taking place here in the Mishkan. That's where Hashem said, make for me a mikdash and I will dwell amongst them. Dort is Hashras HaShchina Begile. Over there, the Shchina is there in his full presence. On the ribe, dafen ha-roistem and ha-sachechem epnei esmei ha-kodesh, shalil arvesim chasushul mokam mishkan. Therefore, it would make perfect sense to say that you should remove the bodies from here, because this is where Hashem's celebration is taking place. This is where he decided that he wants to dwell in a revealed way. So this is not where the body should be. If you take the Mechutz L'machna, of course he's there too. But here he is Begilui, and this is where he wants to be. So therefore it would make sense to say it even in the case of removing the bodies. So the question is back, why does Rashi change in this pasuk? He makes it about the Simcha of the Yidden, and in the other pasuk he makes it about the Simcha of Hashem. So to explain this whole thing, learn the digdam pasuk. When you learn this pasuk, stellen sich gleich zwei tmias. Immediately, two things jump out at you. Two questions. One isn't about the general idea of the pasuk. And the zweite in vort achechem. The second question comes from the word your brothers. When the far is Rashi matik from pasuk devet esuus achechem, and that's why Rashi quotes the words carry your brothers, because it's your brothers which is what makes this difficulty. Because the general idea of carry them out, and naming the two kayanim, the two levim, Mishal and El Tzafan, calling them your brothers, why does he refer to them as your brothers? So these are the words that are difficult in the pasuk. That's why Rashi quotes these words. Now, what are the questions? In klolos pasuk is nishglatik. In the general story, the following question comes up: Favos darv the pasuk bachlal the tzeilin and the tzunach mitanarichus. Why does the Torah have to tell us at all, and also tell it to us in great detail? Un in mitten dem seide von shmini lemiloyim, and in the middle of the whole. The story as the story of the dedication of the Mishkan is being unfolding. Why does he interrupt that story to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Mishol Veil Tzafon Kirbu Se'ul Mechutz L'Machne, take the bodies out of the Machne, and then it says that they did so, they went and they took them and they brought them out and so on. Why does the pasuk make such a big issue of the whole instruction to take them out, and they took them out? So Adover Amuvim Eilav, this is something which is clearly understood without having to be told. As Madigufim for Nadav Aviyu Nisht Ibegalos the Mishkan, it's obvious that they wouldn't have left the bodies of Nadav Aviyu in the Mishkan. No Mahatzei Aruzgan Mameisnei Akedush, but that they were carried out from the Mishkan. So why does he tell it us? And as we said before, if it's just about telling us that it has to be, they have to be taken outside the machne, it should have said just that. By Yitziyu, they took the bodies out of the machne. Period. But he makes it. It's a few psukim which talk about Moshe instructing them and them doing it. Why interrupt the flow of the story of the dedication of the Mishkan to tell us this detail? So that's about the general story. Also, we have to understand that Goshet to Mishol Veil Tzafon, the emphasis that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke to Mishol Veil Tzafon, Achechem, that it's your brothers. As Nodav Aviyu Zan Ezeir Krevim, my brothers doesn't mean literally, it means your relatives. Vibald as a state shine in the Esh to Helft. From pasuk, since in the first part of the pasuk it already says, "Azizayne b'nei Uzil doid Aaron," that they were the sons of Uzil, the uncle of Aaron. So therefore, everybody knows that they were first cousins with Aaron. Veis m'shein azizayne nachechem. So we know already that they're relatives. So why does Moshe have to tell them, take your relatives? Why does he have to emphasize that? We know that they're relatives, and what does Moshe have to point it out for? The fun is mashma. So from this we understand, as Dafke Viles is an ekrevim, that it seems that it's because that they're relatives, therefore they were chosen to take out the bodies of Nodav Aviu, is nishmobim. So we have to understand. L'mainaf gemina doim posig dat gosha as the su dav gitomber do kraven. Why does he have to point out over here that it's only dafke through relatives that they should be carried out? Number two, favos take dav zain su dafke do kraven. Why is it that it has to be through relatives? First of all, why does the posig have to tell us that? Then the question is, why does it have to be through relatives? L'chayra adarabe, you would think that Zayin de Kraven for Nodav Aviu for Shevet Levi, Hamzidah Hashaych HaSavay Desam Mishkan, you would think that because they are relatives of Aaron, which means that they come from Shevet Levi, which means they were Levim, and they were on duty that day. They had to do the work in the Mishkan that day. Chachim Pasuk is Nachnish de Mangibor in the Veng Avedas Levim in Mishkan, even though at this point we haven't been told yet in the Pasuk that the Levim are involved in the work in the Mishkan. That comes up later in Bamidbar. But we already know that the Levim work in the Mishkan because Rashi mentioned it. He'll talk about in a minute where Rashi mentions it, but the child already knows that the Levim are involved in the work in the Mishkan, and therefore why are they being chosen to carry out the bodies? So since the Levim have, they take part in the work in the Mishkan, Hatachmer Art as his own Bleibim Tahirim, it would make more sense that the Levim should remain non-tame. They shouldn't become tame by carrying the bodies. In Mishkan, it would make more sense that they should remain tar, so that they could participate in the work in the Mishkan. From Shmini Lumiloyim of the eighth day, which was the important day, the big day, on Yisraelim Zol Nares Trog Nodav Aviu, and you should take a dafka choose non-Levim Yisraelim that they should carry the bodies out L'muchot Samachna, because they don't have a work to do, they don't have to be part of the celebration of the Mishkan anyway. So why is it that dafka the Levim were chosen? Nochmer, even more so. Rashi Echim Friya Geshribim. Rashi already mentioned earlier, and this is the reference he was talking about before, the Yaakov at angezogt as Levi zol nisht trogen sein Aron, that Yaakov said that his son should carry his Aron when it came time to bury him, to carry him to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim, but Levi should not be carrying, he shouldn't be what they call today a pallbearer. Shehu asid lost his Aron, because Shevet Levi would be involved in carrying the holy ark of the Luchas. Is mad has Levi hat nicht getragen im Arm von seinem eigenen Vater. So if Levi couldn't carry the Aron of his own father, the farvas mit deire später, why can't he carry it? Because many generations later, by Mishkan, when the Mishkan will be put up, is who gemein sein Shevet, he, which means of course his Shevet, it wouldn't be himself, but his people, his descendants, Asid losses the Aron, because they would carry eventually the Aron. So if Levi generations earlier couldn't carry his father's Aron, because many generations later his descendants would be carrying the Aron, in other words, they would be involved in the work in the Mishkan, Allah has come and become and bedidin didan. How much more so in this case? We're not talking about a father and a son, or brothers. It's a first cousin. First cousin once removed, actually. And we're talking about the day when Hashem is going to come down into the Mishkan. Of course it would make more sense that they should be participating, meaning the Levim, in the rejoicing in the Mishkan, and that it shouldn't be them who were chosen to take out the Nodav Aviu. You would think that you would leave it for somebody else so that they could be doing the work in the Mishkan. Mitzad, the Tzvei Shailas, and because of these two questions, of why talk about the whole story to begin with, and also why it was Dafka the Levim that had to do it, the relatives that had to do it. So because of these two questions is Rashi Machriach, so therefore Rashi now knows that first of all the Inyan von Su'u is Nish Nor Tzulib de Kvura, that the idea of carrying them out is not just about burying them, or the Stam Tzulib HaRoisnam and the Gufim from Mishkan, or it's just to remove the bodies from the Mishkan so that it shouldn't become Tomei. Vos Mefashtetes Belavachi, that's something that would have been self-understood. There would be no point for the Pasuk, no need for the Pasuk to tell us that. Nos is Azar, vos is Negeye in the Minyan von Shmini Lemiluyim. But rather, this is something which involves the whole celebration. It involves the whole activity of what's going on there in the Mishkan. And because it's something that involves what's going on in the Mishkan, the dedication celebration, therefore it has to be dafka done through the Levim, dafka through Achaychem. The river is Rashi Mefarish, therefore Rashi comes to the conclusion as the Su'u is Shloil Arba V'Sasimcha, that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they have to carry them out is in order not to disturb the Simcha. Not just about they have to be buried or you have to get rid of the tumah. He said it's all about continuing the celebration of the dedication. When the father is the pasuk meis meis pnei hakodesh, that's why the pasuk adds the words from before the holiness. Vibaldas the ikir dois as his own nish zechnish gefinin and kodesh when the mitzvah stern the simcha. The point is you have to take them out of the holy place because we have to continue with the celebration. So they can't be here to disturb it. Well, Mahai time a gufa, and for this reason itself, Musa Zain durch Kraven, Dafke von Shevet Levi, it has to be Dafke with their relatives, which are Shevet Levi, for Amdosav Abunim et Avedis HaMishkan, but now it becomes a holy service of the Mishkan, which is done by the Levim. Nor does his Nishan Avedif in the Eifim von Chiyuv, but in this case, unfortunately, it's not a positive type of Avodah, like the singing or the other things that the Levim did, not in the Meifim for Shlila. Rather, their Avodah right now is we have to make sure that the Simcha continues, and therefore we have to remove any interference of the Simcha. So their Avodah, Kidaboy, that now their job is to remove from the place of the Mishkan, Me'es Pnei HaKodesh, anything which will interfere and disturb the holy work that's going on there now. As a marshal, we can look to, there is one of the avodas, the holy work that was done in the Mishkan, was to remove the ashes from on top of the Mizbeach. The point is, most likely, just to remove the ashes. But it's who has to do it? It has to be done by a kohen. It's done as a holy service. So also in this case the removal of Nadav Vaviyu became a holy service. It's about continuing the celebration of the Mishkan, and therefore it has to be done dafke by a Levi, and that's why the Pasuk makes a big thing out of it. Kumtois, and for this reason it comes out as the mitab ben nishma vatel given the status of Mishol vel tzafen in the simcha v'chanukas haMishkan, that Mishol and vel tzafen were not taken away from participating in the celebration of the Mishkan, because by removing Nadav Avihu from the Mishkan, their mit kufa mishol v'tzav and achelik in the simcha, through this they were the participating in the continuation of the simcha. They did the job of a Levi to allow for the continuation of the simcha, and it's not that they were removed from doing the work because now they're tamei. They were told to do the work, even though of course it would lead to them becoming tamei, but once they did their work, they participated. Zayin. Rashi can aber nicht begnügen sich mit Stam Zogna de Su'u v'geimish l'gl Arav Sassimcha. At this point, Rashi could have just simply left it at that, not to disturb the Simcha. Now we understand everything, but no, it's not enough. Weil es wird gleich schwer, because the immediate question comes up, oi, medaf nishma Arav Sassimcha v'chanukas ha-Mishkan, if it's about not not disturbing the simcha of the Chanukas HaMishkan. Favos hot the Eibish the Ma'arve given the simcha. Why is it that Hashem did take steps to disturb the simcha? Ungleich meinish given Nodav Aviyu, and that he immediately punished Nodav Aviyu for the carbon that they should have brought. Why did he do it immediately and through this disturb the whole simcha? Unisht abgevart mit neunish bis noch shmini lemeloimi. Could have delayed their dying for the next day or sometime in the future. Why does it have to be right now so that it will disturb the simcha? If it's so important not to disturb the simcha, why then did they die right away? Why couldn't they delay it? The shaila is noch starker, and this is not just a simple, not a question, maybe Hashem should have delayed it. It becomes more important in the following way. Rashi shemefarish given in Seif Parsha Mishpatim. Rashi already explained at the end of Mishpatim, as we mentioned before, as Nodav Aviyu v'askenim nischayv misa, that Nodav Aviyu and the skenim, they were deserving of death for eating after they observed the Shechina. But he says over there that Hashem did not want to disturb the celebration of receiving the Torah. So he waited and he imposed the death penalty on Nodav Aviyu at the Chanukas HaMishkan. So from this it comes out that the Simcha Satayra Hashem didn't want to disturb, and therefore he let them live at that time. But the Simcha von Yom Chanukas HaMishkan had them nishgar to ma'arva zayn duch mitzvos Nodav Aviyu. But to disturb the Simcha of the Mishkan, he didn't mind to disturb that Simcha, and he did cause them to die on that day. Especially that we find that in regards to the skenim who also deserved death for that story by Matan Torah, they were delayed for much later when it was the Misayinim, so that's when Hashem punished them. So in other words, that Hashem could wait. I mean, he waited with the skenim. Why couldn't he wait with Nodav Aviyu too? So he could have waited, yet he didn't delay it till after the Shmini, Yom HaShmini. So why is it, if it's so important not to disturb the Simcha, why did he cause them to die right now? So then how could we say that the whole reason is in order not to disturb the Simcha, when he himself, Hashem himself, caused the Simcha to be disturbed? So therefore Rashi says, that from the simple perspective of Pshutus Shel Mikra is the Amira for Moshe Tzmishol Vel Tzafon Tzu, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, take out Nodav Aviyu in order not to disturb the Simcha, is nisht adin fun an Amira in velcha Moshe gitze iber atzibay Hashem. Moshe was not speaking in the name of Hashem at this point. It's not Hashem that says you can't disturb the Simcha. How do we know that it's not him saying that you can't disturb the Simcha? Because he himself disturbed the Simcha. So what is he going to say that you shouldn't disturb the Simcha? So then it is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking these words. It's not a halacha that he's quoting in the name of Hashem, that when there's a kala you have to remove the dead. If that was his concern, then he shouldn't have caused them to die in the first place. So therefore, he's not speaking in the name of Hashem. It's not a din. It's just a thing that people do. It's like people would say, this is something that people would do. There is a celebration going on. We have to take them out, not to disturb the celebration. I am not telling you something that Hashem told me to do, because this is not coming from Hashem, obviously, because he caused them to die to begin with. This is simply something that is the way people conduct themselves. The Teba Adam is, the nature of people is, as by Simchas Kala Tutmen Vasi is Nor Meglach, as the Simchas Zoyal Nishdit Sushter Dvern. People recognize that when there is a wedding, you do whatever you can not to disturb the Simcha. When the far is memaver meis mufnei kala, and therefore, if there's a tragedy, you divert the tragedy so that the simcha could go on. You take him in a roundabout way not to have to encounter the wedding procession. And we don't say that, well, the funeral should continue undisturbed and the kala should take a roundabout way. We don't say that. You remove the mace and the kala should go on as planned. But he's not speaking from the perspective of Shulchan Aruch, he's speaking the perspective of how people go about life. And similar in our situation as well, af al piyaz da ebeshtad gebrach dem einish misa if nadav aviyu. Inmitten de simcha from the chanukas ha-mishkan, even though it's true that Hashem brought this punishment of death on nadav aviyu, right in the middle of the simcha of the mishkan, das heist, as azoy is given the ratzon Hashem, in other words, this is what Hashem decided needs to be done. As azol zayin an inyan von tzar b'shmini l'miluyim, he decided in his great wisdom that there has to be this pain inflicted right in the middle of the eighth day of the Miluim. But Moshe wanted a vifel siz meglach, that as much as possible at the simcha von Eden zonish to shtedvern. He wanted to, as much as possible, mitigate the pain that was inflicted through the death of Nadav Aviyu. And the river hat ergezakt, and that's why Moshe decided. And that's why Rashi says, like a person says to another person, not Hashem says that this is how it should be, not the Shulchan Aruch says that this should be. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Sunem de meisim memakam haSimcha," that it's time to remove the bodies from the place of the Simcha. Habes hamesuf neakalim. Al pizeh zeich vashtandik bepashtus favas Rashi gitatam oivseu shloil arbev Simcha sakalim. Now we understand why Rashi makes it about, he says the reason is so we don't want to disturb the kala, meaning the yidn. Nishvi Rashechem al tefroi, not as he said by Rashechem al tefroi, was his vile al tarbas and choshul mokheim, that he, over there he said in order not to disturb Hashem simcha. Here he makes it about the yidn simcha. Vibaldas mitzvahs nadav aviyuz gekumen durch vateitzeis milufnei Hashem. Since how did they die in the first place? Because a fire came forth from Hashem, and that's what burnt them. In other words, Hashem inflicted this on them. As the Eibishtar fakukt zayin simcha k'deitzum anes zayin zei b'misa, that Hashem decided to look away from his celebration. He was willing to forego the simcha, his own simcha, in order because he wanted to bring it on them for some reason. Is doch nicht scheich zu sagen, aber darf sie zunehmen von Mischken, kann die nicht zum Bearbeiten sein, zum Chosch schon machen. Then it doesn't make sense to say that you have to remove the bodies in order not to disturb Hashem Simcha. He's the one that brought the whole thing about upon himself to begin with. And he decided that it was worthy of disturbing his Simcha. Nor, weil Moshe hat nicht gewollt, Marbe seine Simcha von Jiden. Rather, the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to remove them was to not to disturb the Simcha of the Jiden. Hat er gesagt, so wie Kadama Imelach Abeirei, habe es am Esmuf Neakala, Kanal Siv Zayin. Therefore he said, from his own, that was his own initiative, that we should take it away, so not to disturb the Yidden any more than they already are disturbed. Mashenken, the Tziva from Moshe L'Aaron Rabbanov, but when it comes to Psukim later, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his sons, Rav Shechem Al Tifro, that they shouldn't do any of the mourning, the customs of mourning, was Aleph is Nishka Adamayul Chaveri. Over there, it's not Moshe speaking his own ideas, but this is Nor Halacha. That's actually Halacha was Moshe to Ibigigam Hashem Hashem, which Moshe was giving over from the name of Hashem. Via Allah Halachas from Torah, just like any Halacha from Torah that is spoken in the name of Hashem. And number two, Esretzich Nishveg Mrs. Nadav Aviyu. We're not talking anymore about the dying of Nadav Aviyu, which is what Hashem did. Nor wegen the Aaron of one of Tarnish Daroizweisen can avail us a Mishkan. But rather, now we're talking about the fact that Aaron and his sons are not allowed to display any signs of mourning while the celebration is going on. Is do in demta in derta maltarbu simcha shul mokim. Here, the reason is not to disturb Hashem simcha. Simcha shul mokim for Chanukas HaMishkan. The rejoicing Hashem simcha by the dedication of the Mishkan is doch verbunden mit der Avoide von Aaron Abana of Yenem Toge Mishkan, because how is Hashem's Simcha coming about in the Mishkan? It's through the Avoide of Aaron Abana. Hat doch nicht kein Ort, als in dem selben Tag soll sie Tanapula, was es bestiere, zu Simcha Shlomakim. Therefore, it makes no sense that Aaron and his sons, they should be walking around mourning while they're creating the celebration of Hashem's Simcha in the Mishkan. Therefore, in that case, it is about not disturbing the Simcha of Hashem. Tess. Another thing that we can learn from this mashal, just like in the mashal, you don't say that they're not going to mourn the mace. The mace from the mokim, all you do is divert it from the place of the wedding celebration. In our case, as Dan Ninus from Aaron Avonov is Nishbotel Givor. The requirement that Aaron Avonov should eventually mourn their brother and their son was not taken away. Siz Norvas the Avelus had Nishgitart ongezem werden in Mokam HaSimcha. The only thing is that they were not permitted to do it during the Simcha. They'll delay it for later, outside the Mishkan and so on. In other words, it works well with the mashal in that sense as well. And this explains something very a question that comes up in our seder. Bashas Moshe had geheret amahot fabrendem seira chata shor Rosh Chodesh. The parsha tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that they burnt the remaining meat of the seira chatas, that day was Rosh Chodesh, so they brought, like a regular carbon, every Rosh Chodesh you have to bring a seir chatas, but they didn't eat the leftovers of that seir chatas, they burned it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard what they did, and that Aaron and his sons did not eat the meat as they did to the other two carbon chatas which were brought that same day, state, it says in the pasuk, vayiktsev, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, lamer, to say, "Madua lo yechaltem es hachatas? Why didn't you eat the meat of the chatas?" Aber wenn Aaron hatem geempfert, hein hayom ikrives chatosam lifnei Hashem katikrena oisi keile v'achalti. So Aaron said, "Such a tragedy happened. He's should I eat a chatas on a day like this? Hayita bein Hashem? Is this something that Hashem would approve of?" When Moshe heard the explanation of Aaron, which in a nutshell what he was saying was, I'll explain it in a minute. So Moshe heard the explanation and he was pleased with the explanation. What happened was there were three karm chatas brought that day. Two of them were specific to the celebration of the opening of the Mishkan, and one of them was because it's Rosh Chodesh, so they brought a Karban Chatas like you would do on any Rosh Chodesh. Of course, that was the first Rosh Chodesh that it was done. But it was done as a Seder that was going to be done from now on and forever. So he ate the two from that were specific to that day, but he burnt the one that was for Rosh Chodesh. So what was Aaron? Why did Aaron make a difference between these two and the third one? Is Rashi Mefarish? Rashi explains as a getainet that Aaron said, "Im shemaita b'kotshe shah ein loch lahakol b'kotshe deiris." It's true that Hashem told you that we, meaning Aaron, even though he's an oinen, in other words, he's mourning, so he shouldn't be eating kotshim, and oinen is not allowed to eat kotshim. So Hashem instructed that they should continue with the celebration. So that is only in regards to the karbonis which are associated with the celebration. That they should eat. But could you apply the same to a carbon which was a regular carbon, that was a standard carbon that was going to take place every single Rosh Chodesh? Is that also included in this exemption that we're allowed to eat that meat too? That's what Aaron said. Is Tamur by Yosef? So this leaves a question. Adair Inyan, as this is da achilik tishin kotshe shah and kotshe doiris, is a sort of pshuta. this concept that there is a difference between the exemption that Hashem gave that they should carry on with the celebration, not mourn, that it applies only to the ones that are specific to the celebration and not to the ones that are standard for all the time, that's an obvious svara. It's something which makes perfect sense. How is it that it took Aaron to reveal this to Moshe? Moshe didn't think of it on his own. And even more so, by Moshe is given as a poshut, as is nishtok and chilik zvishin kotcha shoh and kotcha deiris. And on the other hand, to Moshe was so obvious that there is no difference between the two karbonas. And if you can eat this one, you can eat that one too. Bizas vener hotas deheret vihine seirev is gleich vayikzev. It was so obvious to him that they should have eaten it, that when he heard that they burned it, he got angry. So now that's a very strong, visceral reaction. In other words, to him it was obvious that they should have eaten it. So how is it that Aaron understood the simple idea, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the exact opposite thought? Well, the Ida Gisa, on the other hand, be bald, as by Moshe is given up Shittas as Kotri Shova, Kotri Dovzain, and Gleich. Since to Moshe Rabbeinu it seems that it was obvious that there is no difference between the two Karbonas. Vikendo Zain, as mit Bloy Zoganim Shemaita, Bekotri Shova, Inloch Lokal, Bekotri Dovzain, how is it that Aaron, simply explaining it in simple terms, Hot Aaron Bavik Moshe, he had such a great impact on Moshe and so completely turned his mind on this, as Vayishma Moshe and Glach Vayitabenev, that he immediately agreed. He was so certain that they're the same. Aaron simply expresses the difference, and it's, oh yeah, you're right, 100%. So how is it that there was such a change? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is, Moshe gehalten, Moshe was of the opinion as the tam favos Aaron abonu v'hobim gemekt es in the minche ba'aninus, that the reason that Aaron was and his sons were permitted to eat also the minche that was brought on that day is al derech v'detzivu rosh v'echem el tifro, was similar to the instruction of Hashem that you shouldn't do any mourning, you shouldn't tear your clothing and so on. That the reason for it was in order not to disturb the simcha. But in them is doch nishtok and chilitzis handelt sich wegen kotche shor the kotche deiris. If it's about the simcha, and then they would go ahead and when it comes to eating the chatos of Rosh Chodesh, they would say, no, we can't eat it, we're in mourning. So then that's a disturbing of the simcha. What's the difference what you're eating? If you're displaying mourning in the Mishkan at that time, that's a disturbance of the Simcha. And the Pharaoh had the Sarizgir from Moshe Vayiksev, and that's why his reaction was that he got angry, because how could you disturb the Simcha? Because by burning the Chatos, they disturbed the Simcha of Hashem. If them at Aaron geemfert, now came Aaron's answer. Hey, nikrivas chatos ufnei Hashem. They brought their chatos. It happened in his words, in Aaron's words, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. V'achalti chatos ayayim ayayitav v'ein Hashem, and I should eat the chatos today, would it be pleasing to Hashem? But the mit hata madgish given, what he was trying to emphasize here is, as dafke di akrov is lifnei Hashem mamish. Hikrivu esachatos lifnei Hashem. We already did what's important for the celebration, which is to bring the carbon. That's what's done lifnei Hashem. That's what happens in the Mishkan on the Mizbeach and so on. Abenishdi achilas achatos. But the eating of the chatos, that's not done right there by the Mizbeach. Es mustak ezayim b'mokim kodesh. While it's true that a karbon chatos has to be eaten in a holy place, which means toich hakloim, inside the courtyard of the Mishkan, abenish lifnei Hashem nishlem the mizbeach, but it doesn't have to be what's called lifnei Hashem right next to the mizbeach. So therefore, Aaron was saying, we didn't disturb the simcha. The chatos was brought as normal lifnei Hashem, but when it comes to eating it, the eating it is done somewhere outside in the courtyard. Over there too, Hashem would be happy that we should eat it. They're oinanim. They can't eat it. When it comes to disturbing the simcha, of course they have to bring the korban. But when it comes to eating the chatas, they're oinanim, so therefore they wouldn't be permitted to eat it out there. Simcha sheshul makam is given be'ikel lem the mizbeach. The simcha was near the mizbeach. That's where it was all taking place. Dort vus is given b'teitz eish melifnei Hashem. That's where Nadav and Avihu died. That's because it was melifnei Hashem. Valas the v'yashleima as the far. Which is could be the reason why, how did they celebrate the opening of the Mishkan? By bringing a huge amount of karbanos on the Mizbeach. And since, as we said before, it's not that they were, the whole mourning was completely removed. Not true, not at all. It's only that they're not allowed to show any mourning in the place of the celebration. Where the kala is, you don't show, you remove this mess from there. You don't do any mourning over there. Hot Aaron getainet, so therefore Aaron said, "That's dos." Osmatim angizokt al tarvus simcha shul makim. When he was told that they shouldn't disturb the simcha of Hashem by not doing any mourning. Is a snor legabedi avodas v'sverin giton lefnei Hashem, that only applies to those things which are done in the presence of Hashem, meaning lebn the mizbeach, near the mizbeach. Aber nish benigei achilus kachim v'siz nor teich hakloim, but not in regards to the eating of kachim, which takes place not by the mizbeach but outside, further away. Ay v'os te mincho and the andere tzeich hatoys hat men gemekt esem ba'aninus. You may ask, if so, how were they able to eat the Karban Mincha, which was, and the two other chatois, which were brought specifically for the celebration? Is this nishkedei la'arviv simchas v'shul mokim? No, sistama hirosho. The answer to that is, eating of those karbanas was not in order not to disturb the simcha, because that wouldn't disturb the simcha. If they ate it somewhere far away, out near the curtains, near the edge of the chotzer, of the courtyard, it wouldn't disturb the simcha. So then why were they able to eat it? Because those were particular karbanos that had something to do with the dedication itself, and therefore they have a different din altogether. It's a hira shah. It's something which Hashem said is specific to this day. It's true that you heard Hashem said that we should eat those karbanas, even though they're in aninus, and that was meant as a one-time instruction. But just because it applies to there, doesn't mean that it applies to a regular standard karban that's going to be part of the regular roster of the Mishkan. So therefore, it doesn't qualify, eating the Sir Chatos doesn't qualify as disturbing the Simcha, and it doesn't qualify as a Hira Shah. And therefore, Aaron said, there's no reason for us to have eaten it. Yud Aleph. Einif from the Filo Hira was Mekena Rishnam from Dem Pirush Rashi. One of the many lessons that we can take from this Rashi, as the Yiduah was the Rambam schreibt, as Yeder Einer Ken Zayn Bedugmus Shevet Levi. We know that the Rambam writes that every Yid can also become part of Shevet Levi. How do you do that? Dor dem vos not voliboy, if a person becomes of heart, that he should separate himself from ordinary type of life, and therefore stand before Hashem l'shar se l'avdei, to serve Hashem, and he decides that he's removing himself from the things that other people deal with, and he's going to be dealing with serving Hashem. That's how you become a Levi. So somebody could come up with the idea, as a halchem by the dargefun Levi, since he has already dedicated himself to become a Levi, even more so, he has become whole, sanctified to the holy of the holies, as the Rambam says. And Hashem is now his portion and his part, and that's what he wants to be part of. Therefore, from now on, I deal only with positive things, with holy things. But when it comes that you have to tell someone that he has to, you're not allowed to do that. You have to try to prevent somebody from doing something which is wrong. So he says, he has nothing to do with things which are unclean and unholy. That's something that belongs to non-Levian, people that are not dedicated to the holy. That should the regular Yisraelim should do that, deal with the negative. They're involved in other matters of life. Let them deal with those things. If them is the Heroa, so the lesson here is, as Adarab, that to the contrary, as Havaras and Esmalifnei Akala, since removing the bodies at this time is Negeyin, the Simchas HaMishkan was important to the celebration of the Mishkan, is the Sa'inyan and Avedis HaMishkan was Davgetomve and Dur Chachechem Levi'im Davke. Therefore, that in itself becomes part of the celebration. It becomes part of the holy work of the Mishkan, and that has to be Davke done through a Levi. When Al Derech Zeh, in regards to the Aveda that everybody has to do to make this place a holy place for Hashem, since you can't make this into a place for Hashem, that the first step in this job is to remove any negative, any dirt, any garbage, any filth from where you are, only then can you make it into a holy place, as the Alter Rebbe says. Is so the removing of the filth also becomes a part of the holy work of making Adira, which means Avedas HaMishkan. So Velcha is Fodetzich a Levi, which needs the, has to be done by a Levi. Somebody who has dedicated his heart to separate himself from other things and to stand and serve Hashem. Durch dem, was man reinigt, abdivelt, and by cleansing the world, durch sur meiram mitzvos leisese, by refraining from doing negative things from mitzvos leisese, mizdort mesader mesakin kelim noim, and we also then bring in the beautiful furniture and other things which make a place a beautiful home and a beautiful palace. Through doing the positive mitzvahs, vertes a pasegedira, the combination of these two things make the world into a fitting place for Melech Malchei Amlochem Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the King of all kings. Was does ved zayin begilu lasad labe, and this will become revealed to us lasad labe bevias Mashiach tzedkenu bekarev mamish.